check in then through the website.
I checked into the website, and I'm not mobile. Name here is Leon, and the call is November Charlie 9 Victor, NC9V. Good afternoon.
Oh, it's not afternoon yet. Don't get me started. KJ4CTD. Good to meet you, Leon. My name's Wyatt.
You just feel the earthquake we had up here in Eddyville? Wyatt, we're sitting there, the whole house shut. It was interesting. Eddyville, up near Sugarloaf Mountain.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Well, you know, this whole area is built on fault lines.
We're second to California.
Pretty funny. They're always reporting earthquakes down there a little bit east of Columbia, I think is where it is. And I'm like, you know, nobody can actually feel a 1.1 on the earthquake scale. I mean, you know, but there's always one there. At least it's been about one a week, at least.
They made a movie about that. It was called Tremors.
Well, that could actually be interesting. It'd be a complete change from the way things are going these days.
You heading to?
Go down to Donaldson and reset some equipment, and well, I don't know what I'm doing next.
Yeah, I go to Donaldson on a regular basis, about usually once or twice a week. And today will not be that day. Thank goodness. I had my Monday and Tuesday this week. Hopefully I'll be off till next Monday and Tuesday. Kind of semi-retired. And I don't know. Thinking about this ham fest they're having in Irwin, Tennessee this weekend.
Yesterday I had a massive major inspection where you actually have to go in and touch all the equipment. And usually a day or two later, it's still, you know, it didn't like the fact that we touched it. I really think they think, you know, I've been running fine for 6 months. You didn't really have to put any fingers on me. So we're just going to make your life miserable. But it is what it is. And I know Stone Mountain's coming up 1st of November, which is the one in Tennessee?
Inaugural Ham Fest. I think it's the first time they've had it. It's going to be in Irwin, Tennessee. It's Saturday. I think it runs until like 2. And then what have we got? Shelby coming up. That's Labor Day weekend, or Friday and Saturday. That's pretty close. It's Shelby. I didn't know they were doing the Stone Mountain, Lawrenceville. I like that one.
I've been eyeing a new HF radio, and I had high hopes for the Yaesu, but the Yaesu just didn't quite dot all the I's for me. I was missing a few features, so I was vacillating between that one and the 705.
The 705, that'd be a nice little toy, but it's just not fitting in my budget here lately.
Pushing off, and you know, my newest radio is actually a TS-2000. It's not that I really need a new radio, but I would like a slightly more modern radio.
I'm talking on the FT-991A now. That's modern enough for me, I think. I wouldn't mind having just a plain Jane dual band. Maybe a Yaesu, so I can do some fusion, whatever, but to have in the base shack here also to go along with the 991 so I can monitor more frequencies at the same time. Be kind of convenient. NC9V.
D mobile. Well, I've been doing more and more HF digital modes, and but my current play toy is JSA call. Haven't made a lot of actual conversational contacts on it, but you know, I can hit most of the East Coast.
Do more of my HF. I don't do much of the data modes. I like my voice. But on that note, I'm going to let you get on your way. I've got some things I need to do around here. And catch them up before the wife starts hitting me upside the head. Good to make you acquaintance, sir. Have a safe trip. And 73 and C9V. I'll be clear up yours.
Great talking to you. And we'll catch you somewhere further down the log. KJ4, CCD, Putson through TR.